Right, we discussed last time how implicit biases are an inevitable consequence of our subconscious mind helping us make decisions. Now, if the decision is simple and we're calm and relaxed and can use our conscious mind to do the whole thing, this isn't a problem. But in common, ordinary circumstances, our decisions are too complex and we don't have the time to fully engage only with our conscious mind. So these implicit biases will occur. However, there are various things we can do to mitigate them. We're going to talk about three basic strategies today. One is being aware of them. Awareness of your implicit biases can be a valuable thing. In particular, it can create a counter bias schemata or schema. Basic idea here is as I become aware of an implicit bias I have and its relative strength and so on, the more I can understand, the better. I will develop a conforms with bias schema in my mind that will identify certain actions and decisions and perceptions I make as conforming with my bias and help provide this counter bias to try to move that curve, that biased estimator, back down to a fair estimator. Now, it doesn't always get it right. We don't have a good way of measuring the magnitude of our implicit biases or the magnitude of the counter biases. So they may overcorrect or undercorrect, but in general, this seems to have a good impact in helping to mitigate the impact of implicit biases on our decisions. How can you become aware of your biases? So how do we learn these? One way to do this is ask. Ask people around you that observe you, particularly people who are unlike you, because many biases will be shared by people who are similar to you. Ask people that can observe your behavior if they see any signs of implicit bias. And don't take it personally if they say they do. Remember, implicit biases are a natural consequence of your brain and the experiences your brain has had. And the better you can understand them, the better you can help mitigate and react to them. So asking is a great way to go. There are various trainings and tests that will help you try to become more aware of your implicit bias. Okay? There are some offered at UVA. There are various other sources. One of the most popular is Project Implicit. I have a link to that in the write-up about related to this if you want to take it, where they can do various measures to try to show you what your implicit biases are and how powerful they are in influencing your thinking. You can also try to measure what you do. Collect statistics and look at the results and look for evidences of biases or asymmetries in what's going on, and then ponder how they could have occurred and try to measure those things. So awareness is one way to mitigate implicit biases. A second way to try to mitigate implicit biases is to stop making decisions where your subconscious has a say. In particular, adopt algorithms. A defined process for making your decision instead of a human process to make your decision. Algorithms can themselves be biased. And a web search for algorithmic bias will turn up many results. Many of these will be based on data-driven algorithms. Those tend to be the ones that are most easily described, where your data-driven algorithms, your machine learning, will have implicit biases for the same reason your brain does. Biased data sets will tend to cause biased decisions. There are other kinds that can happen in more deterministic and non-data-driven algorithms as well. But there's a variety of algorithms you might consider handling. For example, you might say every student gets 5 minutes. That way you won't be making a decision per student about how long to spend with them. You can actually use a physical timer, beep and so forth. These things can help you avoid making a decision at all based on how long the student should handle. You can use a cue to decide who to help, or you can walk a path. Talked about this some in our first session. We talked about equity and this idea that these algorithms can help avoid you having to decide who to help next, or them deciding they need to volunteer for help. You can also create sort of a little bit of a script. I find that I work with the same course for an extended period of time. I learn a good opening question that tends to lead every student in the right direction. And very often I learn there's a small set of answers people give, and I get a good second question to follow that. And the longer I spend with a class, the more of a script I can get. So that my interactions with a student don't need to be based on my subconscious measurement of the information I have before I've talked to them. And I can work farther into understanding their actual problem and more real data, and make less decisions based on sort of first instinct or visual data as I follow that script for several steps before I move along. And you might ask other TAs that have taught your course longer, or even the instructor, if there are common questions or paths they like to use when helping students. So these can all assist. Having these algorithms can help you make better decisions, but it takes time and energy to make algorithms. It's worth revisiting this from time to time so that instead of bad habits based on your biases, you can do good algorithms instead. But the third thing you can handle is to try to apply a mental filter. Now, I should comment. Awareness and algorithms I've seen discussed in the academic literature. Mental filters I've seen referenced but not discussed, not measured. So perhaps the exact benefit of these is not something I can back up with data. But I've personally found it very helpful to ask a simple question. What would somebody do? Now, I pick somebody I know well that I generally respect. And why would I do this? Remember that the basic idea of implicit bias is you have a lot of schema, some that you want to have engaged and some that you don't, all contributing information that gets averaged together in making your decision. Well, that averaging function, you also have a schema for people you know well, right? What would they do? We'll sub-select a smaller subset of these things and weigh them differently. And so you can sometimes find yourself thinking, this person would make this different decision, because your subconscious has a schema that will weigh a different subset of your overall schema. Hopefully, if you pick somebody you respect for their equity and good behavior, you'll pull only those that should apply and help you understand that decision. And I personally have found that picking somebody I know well, respect a lot, asking this question a lot, and then following through on that consistently in how I send emails, how I interact with students, how I write exams, all the aspects of my work, I gradually find myself more and more having already made the decision they would do, as I've retrained that weighing function in my brain to weigh things in a way I like. Now, none of these remove your implicit biases. You have a working brain, ergo you have implicit biases. But they can help mitigate the impact of those implicit biases on the decision you make that interact with your job and the students you have.